indeed all praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank him and we seek his aid and we seek his forgiveness. And we seek refuge with him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, there's no one to guide him. Again, whoever Allah guides, there's no one who can mislead him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there's no one to guide him. And I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. Again, O you believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate, and from the two of them he spread forth many men and women. Be careful of your duty to Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is our Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial and he will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedence in Islam. Indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. And O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. We have indeed revealed this message in the night of power. And what will explain to thee what is the night of power? The night of power is better than 1,000 months. Therein come down the angels and the spirit by Allah's permission on every errand. Peace or salam, this until the rise of morn. And we look at this particular source, or dealing with Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. And what Allah says, that it is better than a thousand months. And when you do the math on that, it's talking about well over 80 years, 80 years of blessings that you get for seeking the night of power. And one of the things that we have to recognize, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to seek it in the last 10 days of Ramadan. We're going into the last 10 days of Ramadan. And whether you started fasting on a Saturday or a Sunday, may Allah give us all the blessings of this month, you know, because it's important, you know, for us to use this month, because Ramadan is a very special time. It's a very special time. It's a month that we get yearly in order to basically improve ourselves. It's a month in which, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in remembrance of the fact that the Quran was revealed during this particular month. Narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, I heard Allah's Apostle sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying regarding Ramadan, whoever prays at night in the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping for a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all of his previous sins will be forgiven. Again, all of our previous sins will be forgiven if we're, again, engaging in the night prayer, whether it's the Salat al-Tawarih or, you know, the Witr, or getting up before Fajr and praying. Again, this is a special time, and so we have to take advantage of this time. We don't just want to use Ramadan as a means, okay, we're just going to lose some weight. You know, we want to lose the weight of sin. We want to lose that weight of sin. And Allah gives us this opportunity. We get, again, from prayer to prayer, an opportunity for expiation. From Juma to Juma, an opportunity for expiation. Again, from Ramadan to Ramadan, an opportunity for expiation. From Umrah to Umrah, an opportunity for expiation. And from Hajj to Hajj is an opportunity for expiation. Expiation, again, getting rid of sins. Getting rid of sins. Because what we want to do, we want to meet our Lord as pure as possible. And that means, again, using this time as a means of getting rid of the attractions, the things that basically weigh on our soul. Again, as the great scholar, you know, said in regards to that, our nafs is like a big mountain that stands between us and Allah. And so we have to climb that mountain. And we climb that mountain and suppress that nafs. And Ramadan gives us an opportunity, as Allah says, it's an opportunity to learn self-restraint. It's an opportunity for us to grow spiritually. not just religiously. We don't just want to be seen of men, because again, nobody knows you're fasting. Nobody knows you're fasting unless you go around bragging or have a sign on your back saying, I'm fasting. You know, I had an opportunity this week to break my fast. You know, I went to do an event. Alhamdulillah, we were able to be successful. DeKalb County in the jail, they were not giving the residents, the inmates there, the suhoor. And then for iftar, they were giving it to them sometime late as 11 o'clock at night. And so CARE basically put forth some pressure on them. They asked me to come and talk. And so we talked, and alhamdulillah, after I came out from the press conference, you know, I got a boot on my car. You know, you're trying to do a good deed. And so I'm explaining to the guy, you know, I put the wrong tag number in. And he said, yeah, well, it could be anybody. And so I'm sitting there thinking all in my head, you know, there's a special place in hell for people like this. And I'm wanting to say all of this. And something said, no, brother, you fasting. And so I just kept quiet. And then and left and just took a picture of the whoever the owner is. And, you know, Imam Jamil used to have this saying, you know, don't argue with the pig. Go see the farmer, you know. And so I went to the farmer and explained to him what happened. So they gave me my money back from the boot. Alhamdulillah. But, you know, I would have, if I engaged into an angry discussion with this person, then I would have possibly broken my fast. And so, and that's the special time that Ramadan gives us to really show our self-restraint. You know, that anger. Anger is shaitan's intoxicant. And so all of us can get angry. The only people that don't get angry are dead people. You know, but the Prophet, peace be upon him, when he was asked, you know, advise me. He said, don't get angry. And the man asked him again, advise me. He said, don't get angry. He said, advise me. And again, he said, don't get angry. And he says again, that the strong person is not the good wrestler, but the strong person who can restrain themselves and restrain their anger. So it's important for us to utilize Ramadan, you know, as really a spiritual workout, not just a physical workout. There's so many spiritual benefits. And again, if we're able to restrain ourselves during Ramadan, it makes it easier for us to restrain ourselves the rest of the 11 months of the year. So it's important that we basically recognize this as a special time. We go into the cave and we go into a stage of reflection and basically try to learn something deeper about ourselves. Again, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever fasted Ramadan, again, out of sincere faith, and hoping for a reward from Allah, then again, all of his past sins will be forgiven. And whoever stood for the prayers in the night of Qadr, out of sincere faith and hoping for a reward from Allah, then all, again, of his previous sins will be forgiven. It's a special time, brothers and sisters, and we have to honor that special time. You know, it's a time for, again, remembrance. It's a time for bonding, for brothers and sisters to, again, to bond with one another. You know, just renew our connection to one another. It's a time for connecting, you know, with ourselves. It's a time for connecting with the family and others. If you don't have family, you know, again, many of us who are transplants had to, you know, basically create surrogate families and create families just in our environment. And that's what we had to do. You know, we created that. And some people are closer to us than our blood ties. You know, so we have to be able to use this as not just a time of denying food, but a time of growing spiritually. Each year we have to learn. As I mentioned last time I talked, you know, try to use this time to learn new ayats of the Quran. Because again, during the Day of Judgment, what is your shade? Your shade is going to be how much Quran you know. You know, you may have just a kufi size or kimar size ounce of shade, or you may have shade the size of a tent, a big tent, or a dome. And so learn as much Quran. Don't just be comfortable with the amount of Quran that you know. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. In one translation, it says, even unto China. Even unto China. Because again, we get complacent. And so we have to continue to grow. You know, if our job got retooled and we have to learn new skills or a new skill set, we'll be working day and night to learn that new skill set because you're getting paid. And so Allah will pay us generously on the Day of Judgment. And so we have to basically continue to learn as much Quran as we know. I've been working on some ayats, you know, 2 years or more. I remember Umar radiallahu anhu when he basically remembered Surah Tabakara, memorized Surah Tabakara. And I believe he slaughtered a camel to just celebrate. And he had the language, and he was around the Prophet, peace be upon him. So us being English speakers is no excuse. But we get a greater reward than people who are native Arabic speakers. And so let us use that time. Take some time out the day when you're sitting in the masjid. And again, all these devices that connects us to the hadith and connect us to the Quran, you know, we should use them for good, inshallah. You know, again, it's denying yourself physical food, but replenishing the spiritual food. That's what we have to do, because we don't want to waste this time. Ramadan is a time for us to continue to grow. And again, as in talked about Surah Al-Asr, it says that verily by the token of time, mankind is lost, except for those who have faith and enjoin in the mutual teachings of truth with patience and constancy. And it's also, time is just something, a tool that we use to structure ourselves. We have to structure ourselves. And Ramadan gives us this opportunity to restructure ourselves. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah has given us and what the Prophet ﷺ teaches us, then I take full responsibility for that. And if I've said anything in which you have gained some new insight, as always, all praise belongs to Allah. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Again, how we use time will determine how we will be spending the hereafter, because time will be a witness for you or against you. And also there'll be no more time in the hereafter. And then that's the beauty of what we have as Muslims. And when we're given the dawah, you know, the people are so clung to this earth that they can't see, they can't believe in the hereafter. I was sitting with some people, and a man was trying to marry this lady who did not believe. And I had to explain to him that she's not lawful to you. She's not, you know, you're worshiping love. Sometimes people worship love, and then they basically give up their good place in the hereafter. And so we have to understand that the hereafter, there'll be no more time. If Allah gives us 70, 60, 70, 80 years on the planet, then after that, there's no more time. How do you want to spend your time? But first, how are we using this special time? How are we using this special time? You know, I'm often saying that this is just our middle womb. When we were in our mother's stomachs, in the womb of our mothers, we didn't understand. We didn't know that was our world. That was our world. That place, we bouncing around, that was just our world. This time is just the middle womb to true life. The true life begins when we leave this plane of life. That's when true life begins, and we have to understand that. And that's the essence of iman, or faith, that we don't see it. Nobody has come back and told us about it, but we read it in the Quran. We read in the Quran. You know, we hear what Allah promises the believers, promises those who pray, promises those who give charity, promises those who do good. It's a promise that, and the Lord does not break his promise. So we have to, again, recognize this special time. We seek the Laylatul Qadr, again, which is better than 1,000 nights, well over 80 years of worship. Again, any good that we do, whether it's charity, you know, whether it's a good deed, it's multiplied immensely. And also, again, working on ourselves. You know, again, we should be breaking the habits that the dunya brings on us, whether it's, again, smoking, whether it's cigarettes, or whether it's weed, or drinking, or, you know, engaging in all sorts of promiscuity. We have to basically get away from the habits that the dunya calls on us. Use this special time to get rid of the habits, because you have people, again, who can stop certain things just during the month of Ramadan and go right back into it once the Ramadan ends. So, you know, we have to say, okay, let's break it. Because it takes, again, your brain a year to believe you when you are stopping a habit. And that's the problem. The relapse period, you know, as a counselor of addiction, the brain has to basically, it takes the brain a year to heal, no matter what the drug that you're taking. You know, and so that's the most vulnerable time for people who are in recovery. And so just because you might talk about the crack addict, but you have people who are basically addicted to other cracks too. And you have people who are addicted to television and computers and devices. And those are called process addictions. So we have to get away from those things that take us away from our worship. Let's use the tools that Allah has given us to increase our iman, to increase our knowledge, and to increase our better use of time. Because Allah says, "Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawassaw bil haqq wa tawassaw bis sabr." Verily, by the token of time, mankind is lost, except for those who have faith and enjoin the mutual teachings of truth with patience and constancy. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us, and have mercy upon us. You are our guardian, so grant us the victory against the disbelieving folks.